My dear people, first of all, do not be concerned about this, whatever it is that I sound like, a cross between a crocodile and a hummingbird. So just ignore that. I'm fine. Nothing is wrong. And it's just senior things, that's all. So just laugh, grin, and go on with it. This morning, I bring to your attention that there's an oblate meeting, but non-oblates are certainly free to attend, welcome to attend, if they so desire. So that's fine. In the back of the church, in the vestibule, there are some little jars of holy water for those who may not have jars of holy water. So feel free to pick one up if you so desire, and use it. And use it. When you run out, there's plenty more. Tuesday of this week is the beautiful feast of the Nativity of our Blessed Mother. I ask you to, on that particular day, to pray to her purity, to pray to her beauty and her loveliness, and ask her to protect you and us as we travel through life with all that we have to contend with in these our days. And pray much to her about all the foolishness that is running around rampant at these times and days about whatever. So, my beloved people, remember that all of our strength comes from God, and our protection comes from God. And we will be protected very much as today's gospel. Today's gospel is very, very much in place and in order. Why are we solicitous? Let us not give in to that. We are more than the sparrow, worth more than the sparrow, and certainly worth more than the beautiful lily of the field, as God points out to us. But let us first put into our craniums that the love of God, the service of God, is all that we're here for, regardless of everything else. That's what we're here for. I was asked to be brief today. I'm going to try to. And if I fail, then I will be castigated for it. But at any rate, there's a little extra in today's bulletin besides that which right now we are duplicating, namely the power of prayer by Father Graff. And again, I urge you, please read this carefully. It puts the right sentiment, it puts the right whatever into our hearts and minds, the way we're supposed to look toward things, and that it is in prayer and not in artificial mockery and ceremonial and gesticulations and all that sort of things that we sometimes think is prayer. Prayer comes from the heart, and let us make sure that that's where it's coming from. In this morning's bulletin, there is another addition, namely the revelation of God. Too many of us are trying to find in our imagination an image that would be suitable to tell us what God is, what God looks like. And so we work at it and we never reach it, and we leave frustrated and disappointed, not knowing what is this God that we are speaking about. To try for us, to try for me, to get an image or a little bit of an understanding of God, as it is pointed out in that little writing, is very much like trying to stuff all the oceans of the earth into a thimble. Can't do it. You simply can't do it. And anybody who says they can, well, I'd like very much to meet those people. God has been made known to us by His divine Son. And in all things, whatever, we can see God in His divine Son, the humanity of His divine Son. We're not worshiping the humanity of Christ. We're worshiping God. God and human together. And we see all the human elements of the divine Godhead in Jesus Christ. That's where we will find God. And the human vesture, your vesture, my vesture, is the divine vesture intended. Jesus Christ in His humanity, God in His humanity, is the revelation of God to us. Let us not try to change that. Let us not try to make something out of it that it is not, because we will walk away frustrated and disappointed. The littlest things that we see in Christ Jesus is God. A tiny little baby in a dirty old crib, in a dirty old stable, reaching out his little tiny hands, helpless, is God. A little baby, there's mother and father, we're running away at the middle of the night to save the life of that child, is God. A young boy out there roughhousing with his young playmates, is God. A man invited to the dinner of the potentates, and a woman comes in from the streets and with her tears washes his feet, is God. And the rest, as you can read for yourselves, God is in all this. That is what you should see, you should think about seeing in God. And where shall we go to see it? In Christ Jesus Himself, who showed us all these things. Let us, like we always tell you, please keep our religion simple. It's the simplicity of heart, or in the simplicity of heart, that we will find an adequate way to serve God, to be pleasant, to be pleasing to God. We come here for the purpose and only the purpose of acknowledging Godship. And we pray. In too many places, this is not the case, beloved people. They are too busy with putting into effect all the things and the politics and the arguing and the debating and the fighting. Is this where God is? If you walk out of this church, I'm speaking of this church, this is not the only one. But if you walk out of the front doors of this church angry, then whoever is in charge has not presented God to you. And whoever it is in gross error. You must walk out of here with peace and joy and happiness and purity and chastity and all that was mentioned in today's epistle. That's what you came here for. And only when you are in that mental and spiritual condition will you be able to have mental activity enough to serve God the way God wishes to be served. It's not an artificial religiosity going around parading, you know, like the person who is out there parading selling hamburgers for Tom somebody with placards plastered all over him. Do not make your religion hang, don't let your religion hang about you. Asking people to look at your religion in you. Be normal. Act normal. Think normal. And you will, after all, the religion is not, your religion is not for you to display it to others. Jesus did that before you came along, or before I came along. But your religion must be in you, alive, a living thing. Absolutely alive, quiet, and peaceful. In a home where Jesus Christ can dwell and be at peace. In you, not outside of you or hanging all over you. Jesus Christ does not hang all over anybody. If he cannot be inside your heart, he is not with you. And that is that. Our religion is not vain. It is simple. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. And you carry it with you wherever you go. And it is built on love. And because we love, we hope. And we hope for the best. That is what we are about, my beloved people. And all the other falderall that some people go around preaching, being holiness and Catholicity, is simply not true. That's not what you feel. When you walk out of here, you must have peace in your hearts. We must give peace for you to walk out of this church with. If you do not have peace, we are at fault. And if you love God as we are supposed to love God, you will instinctively and automatically have that peace within you. Look, read this revelation of God. It's beautiful. It tells us. Here he was. He was a man. I'll read. We can't reach him even by thought. Now we see him as one of ourselves, it says here. A man who could be seen and heard and handled. A man with a country and a family, with ancestors, good and bad. A man with a mother and a home. A man with friends and enemies. A man with a certain character of ways, with likes and dislikes, definite likes and dislikes. He proved that because he certainly liked figs, didn't he? A man with sorrows and joys. He was a man, he is our God, and we must worship him. A man whom we have to adore and love. Jesus Christ, my beloved people, is a revelation of God to us.